Welcome in. Today we're making a short stab base for Old School Jungle in Ableton Live, beginner friendly, stock devices only, and the goal is simple, a base that goes doof 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 with attitude, but leaves space for the break to breathe. Old Jungle bass often isn't that long modern reese that just sits there forever. It's more like punctuation, little bursts of low-end energy that answer the drums, lock to the groove, and then get out of the way. All right. Let's set the session up so it feels like jungle immediately. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I like 165 as a sweet spot. Now create three tracks. One audio track for your drums, where you'll put a break loop, one MIDI track for the bass stab, and a third MIDI track for sub, optional, just in case we want extra clean weight underneath. And here's a big mindset tip. Don't build jungle bass in silence. Drop a break in first, loop it, and build the bass while the drums are playing. Jungle bass decisions make way more sense when you can feel what the break is doing. Now we're going to write the rhythmic idea first. This matters because, in jungle, the rhythm is the bass line. The sound is important, but the groove is everything. On your bass stab track, make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16, and we're going to program a simple call and response pattern. Try placing notes on these positions. Write on 1.1, then 1.1.3, then 1.2.2, then 1.3, then 1.3.3, then 1.4.2. Keep the notes short. Start with 1/16 note lengths, and don't be afraid to go even shorter, like 1/32, if the break is really busy. Think of note length like a mix tool. Shorter notes create more space without you touching volume. For pitch, start somewhere around F1 to A-sharp 1. Low, but not living only in pure sub. Jungle stabs often feel best when there's a bit of mid information, so they translate on smaller speakers. And one extra coaching note here, find the pocket with your break, not the metronome. Loop 1 or 2 bars of drums and listen for where the break has little ghost notes and pushes. Sometimes the sickest stab is not on the obvious kick or snare, but right between them. If it feels a tiny bit like it's answering the drummer, you're doing it right. Cool. Now let's build the sound. We'll do it with Wavetable first. Drop Wavetable onto the bass stab track. Start from an initialized patch if you can. For oscillator 1, choose basic shapes and move the position toward the saw side. Somewhere around 60 to 80% towards saw is a great starting point. That gives you harmonics to work with, but it's still solid and weighty. For oscillator 2, you can keep it off for now. Or, if you want a little extra body, turn it on as a sine at a very low level. The key is, don't make it huge yet. We want the envelope and filtering to do the talking. Now set the voicing. Turn mono on, because we want one note at a time like a proper bass. Turn legato off, because we want every stab to re-trigger cleanly. If you want a tiny bit of thickness, you can use unison, but keep it subtle, like 2 voices max. Jungle stabs are about punch, not wide glossy layers. Now the most important part. The amp envelope. This is what turns a normal bass note into a stab. Set the attack extremely fast, basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set sustain all the way down, 0, and release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. The release is there to avoid clicks, but we still want it tight. Play your clip. You should hear it become a short thump instead of a held note. If it still feels too note-wide, shorten the decay. If it clicks, slightly raise the release or add a tiny bit of attack. Next, we shape the tone with a low-pass filter. This is where the jungle thud lives. Turn on filter 1 in Wavetable. Choose LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere between 150 and 400 Hz. Start around 250. Add just a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15%, so there's a little character. Now add a filter envelope. Set the envelope amount around 20 to 40. Attack at 0, decay somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and a short release around 50 milliseconds. What this does is super important. The filter opens quickly at the start of the stab, then closes down, which creates that pock or duck transient. That's a huge part of why these stabs sound alive and percussive, instead of just being low notes. At this point, you should already be in the zone, but we're going to make it sit in a real track with a simple, classic chain, X saturation, maybe a touch of compression, and sidechain. After Wavetable, add EQ8. First, high pass very gently around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just to remove rumble you don't need. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. And if you need it to read more on small speakers, a tiny boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 1.5K can add bite. Subtle is the word here. We're not trying to turn it into a lead. Now add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And then level match the output so it's roughly the same loudness before and after. That's a pro move. If it sounds better when it's louder, that's not a fair comparison. Level match so you're judging tone, not volume. The reason we saturate is translation. The harmonics help the bass be heard even when the actual sub isn't blasting. Optional. Add glue compressor after that if you want the hits to feel more consistent. Try attack at 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the stabs. If it starts feeling flattened, back off. Remember, the transient knock is the stab. If you crush it, you lose the whole point. Now let's make it feel like it's inside the break, sidechain. Add Ableton's compressor after your saturation, or after glue if you used it. Turn sidechain on. Set the input to your drums track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until the bass ducks, maybe 2 to 5 dB when the main drum hits come through. We're not aiming for a big obvious pump. We just want the kick and snare to crack, and we want the groove to breathe. If you hear the bass wobbling or breathing too hard, shorten the release or reduce how much you're ducking. Now, optional but really useful. A dedicated sub layer. If your stab is filtered and gritty, sometimes the clean sub disappears, so we can reinforce it with operator. Create a new MIDI track called sub. Drop operator on it. Set oscillator to sine. That's it. Pure clean. Set the amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay around 150 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Copy the same MIDI clip from your stab track onto the sub track. Then add EQ8 and low pass the sub around 90 to 120 Hz. Keep it simple. We only want the weight down there, not extra harmonics. Add utility and set width to 0%. Mono discipline. Anything below about 120 Hz should be centered. Then adjust gain so the sub sits under the stab. You should feel it more than you hear it. Quick low-end test. Mute the sub layer. If the main stab becomes basically invisible, that's your clue that the stab needs more harmonics. You can fix that by adding a little more saturation, raising the filter cutoff slightly, or gently bringing in oscillator too. Now let's talk about groove and variation so it doesn't loop like a video game. A classic way to arrange jungle is to be sparing and strategic with bass. Try a 16-bar idea. Bars 1 to 4, drums only, tease it. Bars 5 to 8. Bass stabs enter with your main pattern. Bars 9 to 12, introduce dropouts, like removing the bass for one or two beats every couple bars. Bars 13 to 16, add a variation, maybe a different note, a rhythm change, or one octave jump. Here are some fast variation tricks that sound authentic. Move one or two hits slightly earlier to create anticipation, especially before a snare. Replace one note with the fifth, like if you're on F, try a C for one stab, and once every couple bars, add a quick octave up call-out hit. Keep it short, and don't overdo it. It's like a tag that helps your ear track the bassline. And here's an advanced feel trick that's surprisingly powerful. Micro-timing. Nudge one stab per bar slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, to create a lazy pull. Or nudge one anticipation stab slightly early, like 5 to 10 milliseconds, right before a snare. You're basically letting the break stay dominant while the bass feels played, not programmed. Another pro move. Velocity as tone control. If you map velocity to filter envelope amount, louder hits become brighter and punchier, and softer hits become darker thuds. Then you can program strong hits on downbeats and little ghost stabs between snares without adding extra tracks. Now, quick sound design extras if you want more definition without ruining the low end. You can add a click layer. Duplicate your bass stab track. On the duplicate, high pass it around 700 Hz to 1K so it's only mid and high. Shorten the decay even more so it's a tiny tick. Add a touch of saturation or overdrive. Then blend it quietly under the main stab. This makes the bass readable without turning up sub or volume. Or, if you want a slightly different vibe, you can do a super classic operator stab, sine as the main tone, with a saw or square very low level for harmonics, low pass filter with a quick envelope, and a tiny pitch envelope for smack. Operator is naturally punchy, so it sits old school fast. Before we wrap, let's make sure you avoid the common beginner traps. First, envelope's too long. If the stab has sustain, it smears into the break and the whole mix gets clogged. Second, oversub. If the bass is only 40 to 60 Hz, It'll vanish on small speakers and you'll keep turning it up until the mix collapses. Third, no side chain or no space. Brakes are busy. Your bass has to duck a bit and leave room. Fourth, stereo low end. Keep sub mono. If you want width, do it above the low end with a parallel dirt layer. And fifth, over distortion. Brit is good, but if you flatten the transient, the stab stops being a stab. Now let's do a quick 10-minute practice you can actually finish today. Set tempo to 165. Make a 1-bar pattern with only 5 to 7 hits. Build the sound with Wavetable, LP24 filter, short envelopes, plus EQ and saturator. Make 2 versions, one darker with cutoff around 180 to 250 Hz, and one more present with cutoff around 300 to 450 and maybe a touch more saturation. Arrange it into 8 bars, bars 1 to 2 drums only, bars 3 to 6 bass on, bar 7 drop the bass for 1 beat, and bar 8 add 1 octave hit. Export both versions, and a slash B which one sits better with your break at the same peak level. Recap time. Jungle stab bass is short envelopes, tight rhythm, and intentional space for the drums. Use Wavetable or operator, kill the sustain and tune decay and release for punch. Shape it with a low-pass filter plus a quick filter envelope for that thuddy transient. Add saturation for harmonics and sidechain for clarity and groove. And arrange with dropouts and small variations so it stays alive. If you tell me what break you're using, amen. Think, chopped edits and what root note you're in. I can suggest a 2-bar stab pattern with ghost hits that will really talk to the drum accents.